Hello, this is Josh from AmbuCast. Now, this will be the first episode in the new feed. Well, the old feed, actually, because we switched to a new one because the old one started to suck it up. But now it's working, which is good. You know, it's good when things work. Yeah, statistics were off. For some reason, they just wouldn't show zero downloads. And I know I had zero downloads because not that people just all of a sudden started hating me at the same time. I actually tried it out myself, though. I've been having some technical errors uploading things, but hopefully this one works. Couple things, I just been kind of lazy. It's, you know, my first year of high school, so I'm busy. Got stuff to do. I got some good news for you here today. It's, just me, and I can't get Gable, and, I actually had an episode, with a third person. His name was Mike, but I never got that on. I might get some highlights on later of that, but it'll be old information. So I'm back. I don't know if I'm back. I'm back. And let's get started. Alright, so in case you didn't know, that was the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. I used it for a minute, so I don't think I get any copyright trouble. Speaking of copyright, I used that same song on a video, which I put on the YouTube page, had its audio removed. That's Oscar nominated for sure, just haven't got the email yet. I know it will be. I mean, how could it not be? It was beautiful work of art. I'm going to remove that, but for now, watch the video if it still is on there while you're listening to this. So according to my magical notepad, I've got a wealth of information to share with you. First of which being that this is the first episode of the new feed. And that means, because I got my statistics back, as I mentioned earlier, I can go back to mypodcast.com, which I like better, seeing as it has unlimited bandwidth, which means I don't have to pay for anything, which is legit. So stop subscribing to the old feed. If possible, and we'll subscribe to this one, because that's where you'll be getting everything from. Also, subscribe to our YouTube page, AmbuCast Videos, and our Facebook page, AmbuCast on Facebook. Just look it up. That's good stuff. You can chat with me, you can upload pictures showing your extreme love for this show that I do, like, once every 6 months now. I don't know. I tried to do it more. It's my first year of high school. I'm busy. So, next on my list is, recently, Fallout New Vegas was released. And that is a great game. There's just all kinds of stuff to do. I mean, it's a lot like Fallout 3, but Fallout 3 is a great game. I'm only, like, level 7. I haven't gotten to play it that much. Also, before that, Fallout New Vegas. Let's see, there's new weapons, new system, like, for example, like, speech isn't based on chance. You have to be a certain level to do certain speech options. And I think you can level up easier. Like, I'm doing hardcore mode, so, because I'm hardcore, clearly. So you have to drink water, eat food, and sleep. And you can find it, but it just adds an element of realism to the game, and it makes me better than my friends. So if you want to be better than your friends, turn on hardcore mode. Also, that brings me to, well, it doesn't bring me to, but also important is Red Dead Redemption Zombies. And they basically took one of the greatest games ever, in my opinion, and made it better with the only thing they could add is zombies. And you get to play as John Marston again, which I'm sure many people who finished it will be happy about, because John is way cooler than Jack. Oh my god, I hate Jack. John is just as much of a BA as he was before, except now he's fighting zombies, and he'd be one of the people on my zombie apocalypse team, the other being Master Chief, you know, killing the Flood. Let's see, Marcus Fenix, because he's awesome, Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Morgan Freeman, I don't know, that'd be part of my team. And John Marston is one of my favorite characters. But I think I'm getting off topic now. Anyways, the gameplay, it's similar. Except ammo is kind of hard to come by. You have to kill zombies to get ammo because no stores are open since shopkeepers are probably all zombies. A lot of the characters return, like Seth, the doctor guy from Blackwater, I can't remember his name. Landon Ricketts is awesome, of course. Bonnie, all those characters, along with John and his family. It seems to take place sometime between the Mexico part of the campaign and the final, like, level, and it's way after New Austin, because you seem to know everybody there. And, so far it seems that, like, none of his old gang members are mentioned, like Javier Escuela, the leader, whose name I also can't remember, I'm blanking out, Dutch, there you go. The zombies are a bit tougher to kill than regular people. You have to shoot them in the head for a one-shot kill. And that's good. It's realistic. They will start swarming you if they get the chance. And you get a new melee weapon, the torch, which is cool. Just light zombies on fire. And obviously get to use fire bottles. I haven't come across anything new yet. And I know you get to ride zombie horses, like the apocalypse horse called War. I tried to last sell one, but it wouldn't let me. And there's zombie animals, bears, Sasquatches, elk, wolves, they're all zombies. It is a great game. It made one of the greatest games even greater. Okay, other things to go over. Halo Reach, I know that was a long time ago, but that is my favorite game of all time so far. Black Ops has yet to prove me wrong. That is the best game of all time. Well, I don't know, Reach... it's just great. I like Halo. The credit system is pretty cool. You get to buy armor with it. They just raised the level cap, like, either today or yesterday. Today being the 3rd of November. Maybe it was a while ago. I haven't been on Bungie.net for a while. That gets you new armor and stuffs. There's armor effects, like Grunt Birthday Party, Flaming Armor, Inclement Weather, which is kind of like flaming armor that's blue with lightning. The gameplay is just great. Of course, it's Halo. The graphics are enhanced by far. It's a bit more realistic. I don't know if it's real. It's hard to explain. You have to play it for yourself. It's just different. It's better in every way than Halo 3. And Halo 3 was my previous favorite game. It's a bit more like COD with the sprinting and everything. The expanding reticule. Great game. My favorite game. You should get it. Because I told you to. It's worth the $60. I got the Legendary Edition. It comes with a statue sitting right on my dresser right there. Next to my Prestige goggles. Kind of like an oxymoron. Sort of. And that leads me into Black Ops, which looks amazing. I just saw the zombie gameplay, which looks great. I love zombies. They're still Nazi zombies. They're not like any new kind of zombies. It looks like it continues the story. I think one of the maps is Pentagon, which is the Pentagon, and then there's another map, which I can't think of right now, and I think one of them is also Area 51, but don't take my word for it, look it up yourself. Other than that, Black Ops looks really solid. It's, I think it's run on the same engine as Modern Warfare. It looks a bit more polished, unlike the transition from COD 4 to COD 5. There's, like, the wager matches where you can wager your COD points. Oh, yeah, COD points. I don't know the exact system, but I've heard it's a fifth of your XP. Or, once you get XP, a fifth of that amount is COD points. And those are kind of like Halo credits, except they're not directly related to XP. Well, they are, but they're not the same. And you can buy, like, armor or whatever gear... guns, everything. And then there's, like, I believe it's called Gunfight, where you get different guns as you go on. That, it looks like a really good game. It's more COD. COD was a great game. Modern Warfare 2 could have been better without all the glitches, but I still thought it was great. And also, the other major shooter coming out is Gears, but that's not for a while. That's got Beast Mode. Beast Mode, I think it's called, which is the opposite of Horde, where you're actually playing as the Locust. Like, you can play as Berserker, which is, like, blind, so they kind of blur your screen. And you can play as a Ticker. You start out as a Ticker, I believe. And you just start going up, and the controls are different. I like Gears as well. It's also a good game. The graphics are always really good. Gameplay's solid. Story's really cool. Also, Halo story's cool. I don't know, I like Halo a lot. Don't judge. Okay, so, away from the world of gaming for now, we'll return to that shortly. I'm just gonna go into gadgets real quick. Let's see, Windows Phone 7 was released, and it looks pretty cool. I like how you can sync it with the Xbox. You can do it with your avatar and stuff. That just looks like, I don't know, if I were into Windows stuff, like everything except my Xbox pretty much is Apple and my TV. Well, I have an Apple TV, but, you know, Apple doesn't make TVs, so I have a Mac, I have an iPod. I don't have an iPhone, I have a Droid, not on AT&T. And, I don't know, I like Apple stuff, iPad. But Windows Phone 7 looks cool. It's got a really nice UI. It's a bit complicated for my taste, but it's kind of like the difference between iPod Touch and Zoom. Well, the regular iPod and Zoom. It's just really flashy, kind of futuristic, and it looks cool. The only thing I didn't like was that some apps are not available on certain carriers, which is kind of a really bad business choice, I think. I don't know what would have made them think that. And all of the phones seem to have some kind of pro and con, like, not pick your poison, but it's just like, you're going to be missing something from phone to phone. Whereas iPhone, you can always just upgrade, and same with Android, you always just upgrade, generally. And also, the design is a bit complicated. The UI is a bit complicated, unlike Android and iPhone. That's just my opinion. I would probably use it still if I were a Windows person, but I'm not. Speaking of Apple, there was a bunch of new Apple stuff released recently in the past couple months, among them being the new iPod, Touch, Nano, Shuffle, Apple TV, and more recently the MacBook Air, iLife 11, a preview of OS 10.7 Lion, and those all look good. I got the new Touch right here. You can't see it, but it's a cool thing. I love it. I've been waiting for that for a while. I made a video, but for some reason the audio is messed up. I'll try to get that on. It's got the Retina display, a camera, but it's only 0.7 megapixels, but it's still pretty clear, actually. And it takes 720p video, so it's really a strictly video camera, not for stills. But you can take stills just in a pinch. Front-facing FaceTime camera. Speakers, obviously. I didn't have speakers on my old one. Retina display again, which is amazing. iOS 4.1, soon to be 4.2, with Game Center. And the new games that are coming out, like Epic Citadel, which is made by the makers of Gears of War. That looks really cool, especially since it's on a phone slash iPod. And then you got your basic iPod stuff, iOS, crappy white headphones, you know, all the stuff you like. The Nano, I don't have that, but that, some would say it's a downgrade, but it's like $150, and for a bit more, you could really be getting an iPod Touch, so I think it's good. It can't play or take video, and I was thinking of getting it for working out, but the screen's just a bit too small for my hands, and I got my Touch anyways. Now that I have a case, I can bring that. But if I didn't have the Touch, I might look into that. It's, or if I was not into apps or anything, it's a pretty cool gadget. It's got, I believe, 8 to 16. I'm going to have to look at those specific statistics. Okay. Well, anyways, it runs kind of an iOS-like operating system. And it comes in, I believe, six colors? Yep, six, which would be gray, blue, yellow, green, pink, and some other color, which I can't really see here. Anyways. Sorry. It runs modified iOS, kind of. It's got radio. You can view photos, obviously. I'm not sure. The screen's pretty small. It's... Okay, here's the other color. It's, looks like pink, orange, green, blue, graphite, silver. There you go. You can rotate the screen with two of your fingers by rotating it. It's multi-touch, and you can also, like, jiggle the icons and move them around. It doesn't run apps. I think, well, I don't know, it would be kind of hard to run apps on a screen like that. Got fitness. You can wear it like a watch, actually, which is kind of cool if you're into that. So, yeah, it's just kind of like the Shuffle if you don't want the, like, no screen, and it's got a bit more storage. The Shuffle is more like the second gen. There's not a whole lot to say. Okay, here's the storage. 8 gigabytes or 16 for the Nano. Shuffle is only 2. Yeah, there's not much to say. It's a lot like the second gen. It's got buttons again, which is cool. And it's only $50. It comes in, I believe, 5 colors. Silver, blue, green, orange, or pink. Yep, that's it. It's got the voiceover, kind of like the third gen. You know, it's just a Shuffle, if you want that. 2 gigabytes. 500-ish songs, depending on the size. I never was really one for the Shuffle. But if you're into that, by all means... they didn't update the Classic for some reason, I don't know why. Well, there wasn't really much to update besides storage. Apple did make a new Apple TV, which I got. It's great. It doesn't have any storage besides, like, the 8 gigs, to store just, like, little bits of data, like, stuff off your computer. It streams everything from the iTunes Store, and it does it really, really fast. If you have a good internet connection, mine's a bit subpar in my room. But it's pretty good. Pretty good selection on iTunes. It does Netflix, YouTube, photos. You can stream from your computer. It doesn't do Hulu, which I think it should do. You can also stream movies directly from your computer and soon iOS devices and iOS 4.2. And that's cool because a lot of the stuff I get now comes with digital copies. And that's great. I have been watching every episode of 24, and I hadn't seen it before, and I've been missing out. It's great. Also, the Apple TV's really, really small. Like, the old one was about the size of an Airport Extreme. This one, it's kind of like the size of a USB, external hard drive. It's, fits anywhere, and the remote that comes with it, it's really cool. It's just, like... a single piece of aluminum, or two pieces of aluminum, I don't know, it looks pretty cool. And it's just got, like, 6 buttons-ish. It runs on a lithium battery, I think, so you just have to replace that once in a while. You can also use your iPod Touch as a remote, or iPad. So you can type in, like, searches. iTunes Radio, which is kind of useless, I think. AirPlay, play speakers, use your Apple TV as speakers. All kinds of stuff. It works with iOS. Well, it doesn't run iOS. And hopefully maybe it'll do apps. I believe there's a bit of code that lets it run iOS. A version of it, at least. Okay, so the MacBook Air. It's a bit thinner than the old one. It does pretty much everything the old one did. I don't like it personally. One of my friends got it. Yeah, my friends. No, actually, none of my friends got it. A couple of people in my school did. It's thin, clearly. There's still no disk drive, which I don't know why there would be one. It does everything the regular computers do, except it's got less storage, and it comes in 2 sizes now. It seems to be pretty expensive for a... like, netbook-like device. I think they should have made a netbook at, like, $500 to $600, but that's never going to happen. For now, at least. It comes in an 11 and 13-inch one. The 11 starts at $1,000, and it's the MacBook Air. That's pretty much it. Oh yeah, and the 13-inch starts at I don't know what it starts at, but it's a bit more, like $1,100, I think. Sorry for like these pauses. I'm just looking up information. But while I do that, let's talk about iLife 11. It's $1,300. There we go, 13 inches. iLife 11, it's pretty much just an update on GarageBand, iPhoto, iMovie. Like, you can make a trailer for your movie, like a professional one. iPhoto is just some basic updated stuff. I don't think I'm going to get it. Well, I might, just for a GarageBand, because I like to use GarageBand. Yeah, I use it for this. You can look up the specifics if you want. I don't know too much about iLife 11. OS X Lion, it's probably going to be the last OS X before 11. It looks pretty cool. They kind of can, like, combine the iPad and the Mac, and it's pretty cool. Again, pretty cool. It's going to have an app store. I'll go into that in a minute. It has a thing, I believe it's called Launchpad. It sort of looks like an iOS thing. It's got all your apps lined up. And that's kind of a pointless feature, but you know, I'm sure they'll do something with it. It has an app store, like I said. You can buy, it looks like you'll be able to buy, like, iLife apps separately. Which will be good, because I don't want, like, a lot of it. I only want, like, or iWork apps, too. I only want Pages and Keynote. I don't want Numbers. I prefer Excel to Numbers. And that, there's really not a whole lot of information besides that. I'm sure it will convert some stuff to 64-bit. Like Snow Leopard was supposed to, but it missed a few things. Also, FaceTime came to Mac. That, you know, FaceTime is the iOS video chat thing, and you can do it between iPhone, iPod, Touch, and Mac, no matter what device you're on. And if you're on a Mac and someone else is on an iPhone and you rotate it, the window will rotate with it. It's cool. I tried it out with my friend and it works really well. There should be some more options, obviously, like a text chat option, kind of like Skype. Maybe they should put a Skype app on. They probably won't do that. Okay, also in the Mac thing, Civ 5, it's also for PC, but it's recently been announced for Mac. Aspire is publishing it soon, before the end of the year. Maybe it's even already out now. I doubt that. Don't take my word for that. Civ 5, it's a great game. They changed the tiles to hexagonal? Yeah, hectagonal. And that adds a whole new gameplay element. You can't stack units anymore, so you have to... big battles are more spread out. Graphics are improved. I really love Civ. I started with Civ Rev, and I went to Civ 4, which is better than Civ Rev. And Civ 5 looks like it's got the best of both worlds, a bit more simple. And I can't wait to try it out. I haven't played it at all yet. Me and my friend Mike are big Civ fans. Civ 5. Also, for gaming, Rock Band 3. That's cool. I don't have that yet, but I'm going to get it soon. You can play actual instruments, like you can play a 6-string guitar. My friend Kenny has it, and he lives in Oklahoma. He says it's real fun. He doesn't have the pro guitar yet. He plays drums, and he did a little bit of keyboard. It's a cool-looking game. I think you can use most of your songs from Rock Band 2 and Rock Band 1. One notable one missing was Battery by Metallica. Good song. Rock Band 3, cool game. Speaking of Rock Band, I started playing guitar, if you care. I don't know too much yet. I've only been doing it for like a month and a half. It's cool. I have a Les Paul, Gibson Les Paul. Gale and Mike also play guitar, if you didn't know that. Okay, so that's really all I have for today. So I will publish this right now. and I'll be making more hopefully soon. I'll put some YouTube videos on. I have a capture card now, so I can start doing different crap with that. And I will see you guys later.